It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Adverbs don't always get a lot of love, captured powerfully in the writing tip, abolish the adverbs.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Kurzan. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca. Are you ready to talk about adverbs?
Yes, I am, because I don't necessarily think that they are a bad thing.
I don't either. But there is this writing advice out there that tells people to not just be careful with them, but not to use them. And I've heard this from students over the years, because when I teach writing courses, I ask students at the beginning, what rules have you heard over the years? And I get these things like never use the first person I, and don't end a sentence with a preposition, and don't use adverbs. And then I was talking with some teachers the other day, and they said that they were also hearing this from their students. So I thought, well, Rebecca and I should talk about this.
Absolutely.
I do think that there is a useful point in there about being careful about adverbs, but that's different. So, Rebecca, let's start by just backing up and making sure we're all on the same page about adverbs, because I sometimes describe them as the trash can category of English grammar.
The trash can category? Oh my goodness. Are they that bad?
It's not that they're bad. It's that they can do so many different things and they have unusual flexibility in terms of where they show up in a sentence.
I see.
So adverbs modify verbs, as in the robot walked clumsily to the door. So clumsily, that L-Y ending, that being the adverb. They can also modify adjectives, as in, she is surprisingly funny.
You didn't think she was going to be funny, but actually she is. That one's doing some work.
It is. And then they can also modify other adverbs. I swam embarrassingly slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can also modify entire sentences, as in, frankly, my dear, I don't give a hoot. And as many people probably know, that is from the movie Gone with the Wind, 1939. Rhett Butler is saying that to Scarlett O'Hara in the movie. Stephen King, the fabulous writer, in his book on writing, A Memoir on the Craft, actually says, Rebecca, the adverb is not your friend.
Kind of feels like it might be sometimes, though. I don't know. I love Stephen King, though. So what's he got to say about it?
Well, he takes an example like the person closed the door firmly. And he says, you know, you could have enough context that we know if you just say he closed the door, how it happened. Or do you want to use a more evocative verb like slammed, as in he slammed the door? And that seems fair, so that you've got closed the door firmly. Do you actually mean slammed? He also has examples like she pleaded abjectly and seems to be saying, you don't really need abjectly, or she shouted menacingly. But Rebecca, I'm not totally convinced by that. How about you?
Well, for shouted menacingly, I mean, there's lots of different ways that you can shout. You know, shout because you're excited, shout because you're trying to get somebody's attention. Shouting menacingly sounds like a very specific kind of shouting.
I agree. And so I think we do better to think, let's be careful about our adverbs. And I often think about it in terms of the adverbs that hedge or boost, adverbs like rather or somewhat or very and quite. And this is really about writing as opposed to speech, because we use these in speech all the time. But if we write something like, that argument is a very important one, we really don't need the very. We could just say, that argument is an important one.
Now, I can get on board with this, because I will say that editors have gotten after me for doing things like that. Like, instead of saying the thunder was very loud, you could say the thunder was deafening. That word has more impact, and then you're only using one word instead of two. We like to save space here in radio, so.
And I think that's such a great example and a nice way to think about what we might want to do, which is go back and look at the adverbs you're using and think, is there a more effective choice here, like the thunder boomed, as opposed to was very loud?
Well, whether adverbs are good or bad, I'm still really glad we had this conversation. Thanks so much.
Very fun, Rebecca. Very fun.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.